Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Horror, Wine, and Crime, where Lowe's about to take us down an interesting path. I'm very excited for her story today, from what she's told me.
Yes, but before we get into it, there was a little bit of a ding 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 moment because I got my, what did I say that it was called? Oh, Follow Me Boy candle, which these all smell really amazing. And then Crystal was very amused. I did tell her that I got the Dirty Pussycat oil and a
I
Come
mean, the
to
name
Me
alone.
oil. And they do smell really good. I don't remember what was in them. I believe it told me on the website, I'm for sure. Like, I wouldn't have went into it probably blindly. I think it's like
Are they
vanilla, sandalwood, like very light scents. This one.
the type of oils that you like put on your body, or are they you put them in a diffuser?
I think you could do either or. Like, you could take like a hot bath with them if you want. But I always
Okay.
get skeptical of that because I'm always scared the oil is going to burn me. Like,
Yeah, because they can be strong
so
sometimes.
I want to use my diffuser, and I figured it's just going to make my bedroom smell really good.
Gonna have to smell them next time I'm over there.
And then I did open up. Crystal was my unpackaging one person watching before we started. My home apothecary book, you guys probably all seen it all over TikTok, is 250 home remedies for whatever illness or ailment you're going through. This book is supposed to have it. So see if we can get rid of those prescriptions and over-the-counter meds and do some homemade stuff.
Some natural remedies. Well, whenever I'm sick or having an issue, I'm going to be like, I need a reference out of your book.
Right. Before we get into our story, I do want to say I always listen to our stories when they come out. Like, when I drive to work, I listen to it back just to make sure everything's kind of kosher. I had to do a fact check because I'm a little bit of an idiot. I told Crystal that Snoop Dogg was a big purple dino for his kids show. And I didn't even mean that. I don't know why I said dino, because it only makes sense. The show is called Dog World or Doggy World. He's a big purple dog, not a dino. So I am correcting myself that I'm just an idiot. So,
Dog world, but he's a dino. I love it.
yeah, I'm like, oh my God. Duh, he's a dog, not a dino. Why do you say dino? So, self-correction before the comments come flying in that I'm dumb. I mean, I am, but you don't gotta tell me. And then I just saw another
But I
comment.
love.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say, but I love that, like, if anybody were to comment, it'd be like, that's funny that, like, they're watching the show.
Right. Well, there's a lot of people with kids out there, so maybe. I don't know. I may watch it one day for myself. My kids are growing or grown-ish.
Right? Groundation.
And then I just seen, we've been talking about how Tupac's coming back from hiding. And then people were just saying, like, was Pac really running from Jada? If Pac was really alive, Jada would have found him.
Oh
Because, like, in every book
my
and interview, she always goes back to talking about how her and Pac were besties. And I thought that was kind of funny.
That's funny.
And
Jada's.
then, was that?
I was gonna say, Jada would know. Maybe if he was, maybe they're like secretly in talks in cahoots if he was alive.
Right. In other news, for a little bit of celebrity gossip, Lindsay Lohan's dad is in a little bit of hot water. Michael Lohan, he was arrested for allegedly, because I'm a show based on allegedly, I ain't got the proofs, assaulting his estranged wife, Kate Major. It said that Lindsay Lohan's dad was arrested for getting physical with Kate Major. And this is coming from Page Six. On February 22nd, Michael, who was 64, was taken into custody without incident in Harris County, Texas, and charged with continuous family violence, which was also confirmed by US Weekly. So this is like everywhere, okay? According to the police department, Major attended a medical appointment on Friday, February 21st, and was concerned that Michael was following her. Police responded to a 911 call. Major told police officers that Michael had flipped her out of her chair several days before and complained of pain and discomfort. A female deputy noted the bruising on Major's body, and the sheriff took notes. She said that in a statement to TMZ on Sunday, February 23rd, Michael denied all allegations. "I've shut up long enough about Kate's physical, emotional, and verbal abuse," he said. "She set me up. Originally, she said I was stalking her." Really? LOL. Then when that didn't work, she said, "I pushed her over a chair," which is a total lie. "Not only will my kids attest to it, but I have video. I have more videos of her abuse." That was said, and Major has yet to publicly respond to Michael's comments. Michael and Major, which she's 42, he was 64. They were married in 2014. They share two children, sons Landon, 12, and Logan, 10. They did file for divorce in 2018. Michael also shares four children with ex-wife Dina Lohan, including Lindsay, who is 38. And we all know who Lindsay is. The couple have had their ups and downs over the years. In June of 24, Major was arrested for a violation of a protective order after a heated exchange with Michael in the middle of the road. TMZ reported at the time, it's not clear whether any charges were pressed against Major. Michael was previously arrested for allegedly assaulting Major in Southampton in New York in 2020. According to the Southampton Police Department, the domestic incident occurred at the Lohan's house, but the arrest took place 2 miles away on Main Street. He was arrested without incident, Sergeant Herman Lamson told the U.S. Times. He was charged with a misdemeanor, criminal obstruction of breathing or blood circulation / choking, as well as second-degree harassment, the sergeant said. Why do they got to call it such fancy things? Criminal obstruction of breathing or blood circulation. Why can't they just say choking or strangulation?
I know. Like, they just try to make it sound so, like, educated and fancy, but it's like, just say what it is, what everybody will know what it is.
In March of 2020, TMZ reported that the choking charge against Michael had been dropped and that he had struck a plea deal on the charge of harassment. Michael was put under a 2-year limited protective order and fined, according to the outlet. If someone you know is experiencing domestic violence, please call National Domestic Violence Hotline at 1-800-799-7233. There is confidential support.
I feel like he's had issues, like, for years. Like, he's been in and out of, like, problems literally since Lindsay was, like, a child, I feel like.
I mean, he is divorced, so I'm sure Dina has a lot of nice things to say about him.
Yeah.
It probably stems from maybe where a little bit of Lindsay's problems came from, but hail to her. My hat's off to her because she's looking fabulous and doing so much better. I give her a comeback queen clap.
For real. Seriously. She deserves a big clap because she, like, came back, like, literally 180 degrees, like, came out on the other side of things.
And I heard her and Jamie are doing a new Freaky Friday, so that'll be
I know. I'm so curious when that's coming out.
We all are. I'll be waiting for it. I remember watching Freaky Friday with my daughter when she was little.
I loved that movie. I used to be obsessed with it. I had it on VHS. It was one of my faves.
Nice. But before we get into the topic of the story, Crystal is going to bring us down with some more depressing news.
Yes. So today, the day that we're recording this, it's Wednesday, February 26th. I know you guys won't hear this until at least after Sunday night. But the actress, Michelle Trachtenberg, she was in Gossip Girl. She was in Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Harriet the Spy. She was in a ton of stuff. If you're not
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I always get confused which one she was in. Was it Euro Trip or Road Trip?
I think Euro.
I'm pretty sure. Look that up real quick so I can fact check that. But I just remember she was in. Was that the same one like Scotty Doesn't Know the song came from?
Yes, yes.
And then she drank absinthe with her twin brother, and then they like made out for a second, and I'm like, you're the worst twins ever.
Okay, yeah, I just looked it up. Yes, that was it, and it was Euro Trip.
Okay. For me, really liking the movie, and I think it would still stand the test of times today. I think it still holds.
Oh, yeah.
Which now I feel like I'm going to have to watch it in memory of her. But I remember really thinking she was really funny in that movie.
Yeah, she was great. I feel like she was in this one movie called Ice Princess that came out when I was like 7 or 8, and I was obsessed with the movie. Me and my friend back then would literally watch it over and over again and like pretend like we were the main characters. She was a very iconic actress, but sadly this morning she was found in her New York City apartment. She has passed away. Now her mom found her, but she was unconscious and unresponsive. They're not investigating it on any suspicious cause of death or anything like that. It's going to be determined by the medical examiner, so they're not saying exactly what happened, and they don't really know what happened. But some speculation, she did have a liver transplant recently, so a lot of people are thinking that might have just been like, unfortunately, like a medical thing gone wrong that caused her to pass away. But again, we won't know until that medical exam is out. But yeah, just really sad because she was only 39, so she was still really young.
Yeah, it's really sad. I just recently too there's a picture, Charlotte school picture is on my wall, and I'm sitting there, and I don't know if you remember what Charlotte's current school picture looks like right now. And I'm like, God, Charlotte reminds me of somebody in this picture, and I couldn't place it. And then finally it dawned on me. I was like, oh my God. I was like, it's Michelle. Like,
oh my gosh.
And so I'll send you the picture like later.
Yeah.
But
I'm sure I've seen it. I just can't think of what the picture is, but that's weird.
I was like, oh my God. I was like, that's who Charlotte was. Charlotte's dark hair and, you know, mm-hmm. just the kind of like her skin tone and just her stature. That's who she kind of reminds me of a little bit right now.
Yeah. Wow. That's crazy. Oh, but yeah, just really sad, and definitely thoughts and prayers to her family, because that had to be such a shock this morning for them.
And I just wanted to, you talking about how this is how we live in two different worlds. And you're talking about like Ice Princess, like you and your friends were obsessed with it and quoting it and stuff. And I'm thinking back to like my kid bestie, and we would take turns acting out the movie Clue. Have you ever seen the movie Clue?
I feel like I might have. I feel like I did, but I don't know for sure.
Okay, so the scene I was going to say is, like, we took turns pretending, like, I was Mrs. Peacock, and I would, like, scream, and then she would playfully slap me across the face, and then she'd say, I had to stop her from screaming. I was like, my childhood is so much more screwed up. And you're like, so funny. Ice Princess, let's go skating and be a princess. And I'm like, slap me across the face. It'll be funny. Watch.
Oh, that's great.
Oh my God.
That's awesome.
Yeah, there's probably other stupid movies that we would do things. But
yeah, no, ours was like literally Ice Princess and like Cheetah Girls and like High School Musical.
No, I walked around like Pretty Woman, like, look, I'm not wearing pantyhose. Or no, she's like, look, I got to run in my pantyhose. I'm not wearing pantyhose.
Oh, I love it. I love the, the different vibes.
Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome. Some,
yeah, we played out some demented stuff. We did do Rainbow Bright too, but that was again the dark side where her and her horse is sinking into the quicksand. And I'm like, quick, throw me your belt. Cause I had the Rainbow Bright belt. I had everything Rainbow Bright. And we're like taking turns pulling each other out of the sinking quicksand before we suffocate and die. Yeah.
I feel like I've heard of Rainbow Bright, but like I can't picture what or who that is. Like the name just sounds familiar.
Well, this podcast has been fun and I think we've took it as far as we can take it. I will be sending out on D looking for a new co-host.
I'm sorry. I'll Google it. I'll Google it right now. I have heard of it. I don't know if I'm just spacing.
Look at the camera.
Oh, hold on. Sorry. I was on the page where you were. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. I've seen that before.
I was obsessed with her. Most girls in the 80s was obsessed with, it's like with her and Jem. Everybody wanted to be Jem, the rock singer with pink hair. She was the first Hannah Montana in cartoon world. She was a little pretty blonde girl during the day, but then by the time her secret ego, Jem, came out, she had hot pink hair and she was rocking and had issues with the Misfits. They were the mean singers.
Yeah. That's so funny. That's literally Hannah Montana, like the whole idea of it, pretty much.
Okay, now that we got that out of our system. Today's story is going to be, what's the word? Interesting.
I'm excited.
I was intrigued. I just Googled words until something came across, and then I just did my research when I found what tickled my fancy, and this is what we went with.
We're going to find out what tickled Lowe's fancy.
So today's story is going to be about Agnes Waterhouse, also known as Mother Waterhouse. She was one of the first women executed for witchcraft in England.
Ooh.
This story, I know, right? This story comes from the village of Haddifield in Prevel. These UK names are probably going to get me, man. So she was a single mom. Well, widowed, actually. She was raising her daughter, Joan. Now, in this story, there are three women that are accused of being witches. And their names were Elizabeth, Frances, Joan Waterhouse, and Agnes Waterhouse. We're going to go back, though. So this story is like 500 years ago. So, I mean, just a few centuries, not too far back.
Just a little bit ago.
And this was during the Catholic reign of Henry VII. Now, Essex was considered to be a witch county, and Hatfield Prevel was considered to be a witch village. And there were more Elizabethan witches living there than anywhere else in the UK. So around this time, it was 1541. Doesn't that sound so crazy compared to now?
That literally sounds like a time that never existed.
Only in history books, right?
Seriously.
Now, it is said to have been started by Eve, Elizabeth's grandmother, when Eve was 12 years old. Wait. Yeah. And it said that Eve also gave Elizabeth a familiar. Now, a familia is supernatural entity or spiritual guardian that would protect and would assist witches in their practice of magic, which is funny because me and my friends would always be like familia and we always took it as in like family. I got you.
It made me think of if you watch The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina on Netflix, her cat Salem was her familiar.
Gotcha. Is that the one with Joan Hart?
I don't know. I don't know who that is.
Okay.
So maybe.
I figured her first name, Melissa Joan Hart. That's what it is.
Oh, no, that was the fun TV show. This one's a little more dark and like,
okay, I know what serious. You're talking about.
Yeah.
I didn't watch it yet, but. So this Familia was said to be a magical evil cat. See, you're onto something, Kay.
It's always the cats.
And this cat was named Satan.
Ew.
Satan was described as a white spotted cat that spoke in a strange, hollow voice, promising to fulfill Elizabeth's needs. She was told that he would give her anything she desired, but not without a price. In return for fulfilling Elizabeth's desires, he demanded to be given milk, bread, and a drop of her blood. Every time Elizabeth would complete this offering, a red mark would forever remain on her body, the mark of a witch. She kept this cat, though, for about 15 years. So now this will have been about 1556. And of course, over that time, she developed a really strong and close relationship with Satan. By others in the village, Elizabeth had described as a, she was described as a poor character who resorted to begging food and, well, basically was just straight up street poor. So, of course, from coming from a family that didn't have much wealth, being a woman that wasn't very well respected, she was looked down upon, she was frowned upon from the community. She didn't have the same value or same standing as other people have. So Elizabeth wanted nothing more than to be poshed. She wanted nice things. And of course, when you grow up being very poor, what would your biggest desire be? Wealth, right? So she put Satan to the test and she told him that she desired sheep. Soon after, Satan brought her 18 sheep, which stayed with her for a time, but later disappeared, and she did not know why or how her sheep disappeared. With Satan's powers proven to be true, she's like, okay. Next, she stated that she desired to marry a wealthy man named Andrew Biles. Satan agreed. He was happy to grant her the request on the condition that Elizabeth would allow Andrew to abuse her and have sex with her before her wedding. I just want to say the blue genie would not allow love as a wish. I just wanted to put that out there.
Yeah, that was one of his forbidden gifts.
So we're already going down dark territory. Elizabeth said that, it's very risky and people probably wouldn't approve, but I'm guessing if they got engaged and she got pregnant while they were engaged, well, you know, close enough, right? Satan had warned her that this is what he wanted and prices would be paid, and she still agreed. Okay, well, if you happen to conceive before you get married, I guess we'll just bump up that wedding day.
Right.
I mean, birth control is not a thing really yet back then. So.
Not an option.
But after the act was committed, Andrew refused to marry her and he left her. And he also left her, well, pregnant.
What a scumbag.
Elizabeth, not wanting to face the consequences of her actions and holding a grudge. Nothing like a scorned woman / now even a witch. That could be worse. She ordered Satan to make Andrew impotent. And after having a huge laughing fit, once he did, she's like, okay, that's enough. You may kill him now. And he did.
Damn.
She also asked for her pregnancy to go away. She was not going to be an unwed single mom. Now you got to figure the 1500, the, you know, whatever is considered TMZ back then, would probably have a field day and the town would talk and, you know.
Oh, she would be the local celebrity.
Scarlet A, you know. So Satan complied and gave her a blend of herbs and told her to drink it. She did, and after that, the pregnancy was no more. Elizabeth asked Satan to grant her another husband. After a little while, it's not on record, but Elizabeth decided that, you know, she really, really wanted to try again. So she explained she wanted that perfect, happy life. She wanted content. She didn't want to struggle anymore, especially when it came to money and when it came to food. So Satan brought her Christopher Francis, who unfortunately was not as wealthy as Andrew, but she'd deal with that. Christopher was considered a yeoman or yeoman, and this is said to be a man holding a small land estate or could have been a servant in a noble household. But just like Andrew, Christopher only agreed to marry her after he bedded her, and, well, she fell pregnant again. But these this men. Time, very strong soldiers. Or she's very fertile, one of the two.
Right, seriously.
But this time it ended in her favor, and she did marry him. But sadly, she started to become unhappy in her marriage and eventually grew tired of her husband and her child. She said there was a lot of swearing and a lot of cursing. And it's also said that she didn't like her new life, especially now that her life had changed since becoming a mother, and she was very unhappy. So I'm just going to give a small trigger warning for this next little section. Just a little heads up. Within less than a year, Elizabeth asked Satan to murder her 6-month-old daughter, which he did. Not sure how. I don't want to know. Honestly, I'm just hoping that it was a very peaceful setting.
Ugh, disgusting.
After the death of the baby, Elizabeth was still unhappy, and she was still arguing a lot with Christopher, and even more and more arguments would pop up. Christopher was filled with grief, and that was added into the relationship. She ended up reporting to Satan. She asked him to make Christopher lameless in the leg, which I had to look that up because I wasn't sure what that meant. Like when somebody says lame, I just felt like boring or dull.
Yeah.
But this had a few different definitions, and one of them was to make them struggle while they walk. So Satan agreed, and he was quite creative with this one. He decided the best way to do this was to make Christopher lame in the leg was to turn himself into a toad, and he hid inside Christopher's shoe. And then naturally, when Christopher went to put his shoe on, he could feel there was something inside, and then he looked down and he saw it was a toad. He asked Elizabeth, "Do you know how this toad got inside my shoe?" And of course, she denied it. She had no idea. She didn't know what on earth was going on. And she told Christopher to kill the toad. And it was at this point that Christopher was taken ill. He never recovered from this. So not really unsure how he died. And it was never mentioned again. And still in 1556, after having Satan around for 15 years, that Elizabeth decided she was going to give Satan to her neighbor, her sister, her mother. We're not sure exactly who her neighbor is. It is believed that they are related. Now Elizabeth just looked at her as the poor old lady who lived next door, but in the trials, stuff came out, and it sounds like that Elizabeth could have been her mother, that she gave a baby away because she didn't want to keep it or couldn't afford it or didn't want to be. There's a lot of speculations, but there is rumors that they might have been related, but never said out loud. So Agnes Waterhouse would imagine after the death of the baby, the illness of her husband. She also believed that maybe those things were happening because, I mean, she was maybe doing not good things. Duh.
Right.
So Elizabeth felt that Agnes would benefit more from Satan's aid, and Elizabeth had already gotten everything she felt she could get from him. Her grandmother had passed Satan down to her, and naturally she loved him, so she didn't want anything bad to happen to him. So the best thing to do was to give him to someone she trusted, and that was Agnes Waterhouse. Now, the way it's written in the court documents is, again, they did not know they were sisters. They thought they were just neighbors. So, kind of kept it in the family, I guess, in a sort of a way. And really randomly, Agnes gave her cake in exchange. Agnes gave Elizabeth a cake for exchange for Satan the cat. Okay. And it was at this point that Agnes had gone to her daughter, Joan, who was born in 1548. So she would have been about 8 years old by now when Satan came to live with them. And it's also at this point that Agnes had been known around town as Mother Waterhouse. Now, the title Mother would suggest that she was a wise woman in the village. She was well respected. People went to her with their problems. They wanted her to help. They sought advice from her. They thought she was a healer, and they thought she was somebody that could help you whenever you're in a time of crisis. But it was also around this time that Queen Elizabeth I came into power, and that was in 1558. And she created a Witchcraft Act in 1562, which is an act that Agnes later was tried for. Elizabeth taught Agnes how to use Satan, how to repay him for his deeds with milk, bread, and a drop of blood, just like Mother Eve did for Elizabeth years before. But while Elizabeth desired the goods and riches, Mother House desired revenge.
Dun, dun, dun.
So she tested Satan, and tested she did. She said she'd give him a chicken and some of her blood and instructed him to kill one of her hogs to prove himself he was really Satan. So apparently he did. I just want to emphasize the next parts of the story. I just want to put poor animals, okay?
Oh.
She was impressed, and so she set her sights higher. Apparently she was offended by Father Kersey. Don't know what he did or what he said to her. It does not say, but whatever it was, she took some offense, okay? Because she willed Satan to kill three of Father Kersey's hogs. So Satan did this again for a chicken and some of her blood. Poor hogs.
Oh my gosh, for real.
And then it said the chicken was eaten in its entirety. No remains, no bones, like feathers and all. Like this cat just took these chickens down, polished them all. So another story came forward that Agnes fell out with another lady called another. She was a widow, and they called her Widow Goodday. And it said that Agnes had willed Satan to drown Widow Goodday's cow. And I hate that these animals are stuck in the middle that didn't do shit. But at the same time, I'm like trying to picture a cow drowning a cat. I'm like, or a cat drowning a cow. I'm like, dude, like
one, how?
Yes. And two, like, that's harsh. Do we have to drown the cow? Like, can we just like, just let them run away and say you did it?
Yeah, like, why drowning? That's just, like, so evil.
If you can imagine a cat taking a cow to the river and drowning it. I know this sounds unbelievable and very ridiculous, but these are facts, people. Apparently, that is what happened, and it is said that Satan does this, and again, he gets his reward, some chicken and some blood. Another story comes forward later that Agnes fell out with yet another neighbor. I'm starting to think Agnes is the problem, maybe not the neighbors.
Agnes seems like she might be a bit of a drama queen.
Yeah, maybe some anger therapy would be good.
Yeah.
So we don't know this lady's name, but we do know that this neighbor was a woman, and it said that Agnes willed Satan to drown three of her geese. And it's at this point that Agnes is becoming tired and angry, and she can't get any rest. People are being noisy. They're drinking alcohol. So because of this, she went to request that Satan destroys the local brewery. I mean, the bar, though.
Dang. Come on, dude.
Like, they're taking out the bar. Like, oh.
She's trying to straight up ruin everyone's time in that town.
At the bar. So, for his reward, he did the same. Another story comes to light, which is a bit darker. At this point, Agnes has another falling out with a neighbor and his wife. And it said that Agnes willed Satan to kill this man with a bloody slice. And it said that Satan did and acted on behalf of Agnes by killing this man. Trying to picture a cat slicing a guy to death with a knife. I mean, this just sounds...
These are painting very odd pictures in my head.
The same. I'm picturing the cat as almost like a puppet, like not even real. So it's at this point, I think Agnes is starting to overindulge in the magic and Satan the cat. I think maybe she's becoming a little too obsessed.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Now, whenever she would summon Satan, she would change his form, or he would change his form. And she did so by reciting Pater Noster, I'm thinking that's how you say that, and calling upon the Holy Trinity, and not in her mother tongue of English, but an old tongue in Latin. Really, Agnes? Now we're speaking Latin?
Creepy.
So it kept getting worse and worse, and now she's starting to like influence her daughter. While Joan claimed that she was not officially educated in the ways of the witch, not for lack of trying, just on her mother's part for the winter prior. She said she once tried to use Satan the cat when her mother was away, realizing she had no bread or milk to feed him in exchange for his services. But one day, Agnes was away and Joan had no food and she was hungry. So she went to a neighbor's house and asked the Brown family, and she spoke to a little girl, which her name was Agnes as well. So we'll call her AB so we don't get the Agneses confused. She asked AB if she could have some bread, and the 12-year-old little girl was just like, yeah, no. And Joan was very upset about that. She was angry. She was obviously starving, and at this point, she was now an adult. She's about 18 years old, and obviously she's grown up with Satan the cat, she says. So she's seen her mom, Agnes, speaking to Satan all the time. So she was aware that her mother was a witch, and she allowed Satan to do things. She requested that Satan do her bidding for her, and so it is said that Joan walked around the house calling out Satan's name. He came to her, but apparently this time when he appeared, he came to her in the likeness of a great dog, asking what it is she wanted. And so she requested that he make AB afraid. Joan was pissed. She demanded that Satan execute her revenge on this young girl in return for his services. She would give him a red rooster, which he could consume, feathers and all. He denied her offering and claimed he wanted something else instead. He wanted her body and her soul.
Damn.
So, home alone, cat turned into a dog. He wants my body and soul for favors. Maybe, just hear me out, maybe wait and first talk to mom. Maybe. No? You're not? Okay.
That'd be smart. That'd be a smart idea. Yeah.
Joan was terrified, but she agreed. So Satan transformed himself into an evil dog with horns and headed to scare the young girl next door. However, AB was a good Christian little girl. The dog demanded some butter since they lived on a dairy farm, but the girl refused. Then he wielded a key, I guess, and let himself in and got some butter. She recited the name of Jesus. You know, I can't make this stuff up if I tried. She recited the name of Jesus and Satan and responded that she spoke evil words by saying his name to him. Obviously, Satan does not find Jesus Christ or Jesus a endearing name. You know, they've had some enemy issues for quite some time.
Right. They're not pals.
However, Satan was unrelenting and continued to try to attack the young girl. One night, he came to her with a dagger in his mouth. And when AB asked him to drop the knife, he said that he was not prepared yet to part with his sweet dame's knife. And when AB asked him who his mistress was, he nodded towards Mother Waterhouse's home. And she knew the truth. Mother Waterhouse denied the accusation, even when she was brought before the courts. She cried out that young AB was lying and that she didn't even own a dagger. And so there's no way that this knife was hers. The officials asked him to bring Satan forth so they could see the cat for themselves. She knew from that gesture of the witch in question that the witch in charge must be either Agnes Waterhouse or her daughter Joan. And it was based on this testimony of 12-year-old AB that Agnes Waterhouse, Elizabeth, and Joan were arrested under the Witchcraft Act. And all of these neighbors that I've spoken about came forward as part of the excitement, which is kind of bullshit because you're all coming to her and asking her to help you and be a healer and take care of your problems. But the minute something goes down, you're all going to throw her under the bus. Like, that was kind of shady.
I know. Seriously.
But I mean, if she's killing people, then maybe it was kind of a good thing because she shouldn't kill people or like livestock.
Right.
She's killing a lot of that too. So.
Yeah, true.
I'm like, I'm on the fence here, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, kind of a tough spot to be in.
So officials asked her when she last saw Satan feed on her, and she said, "I have not." And the jailer did not believe her, so he ripped away her handkerchief that she was wearing across her face, and the face was covered in red marks. Witches' marks, they gasp. Sorry, I said that very dramatically. And a sign of her guilt and deceit. The officials asked her again, when was the last she allowed Satan to feed on her? She said, "I have not this fortnight," and thus sealed her fate as a witch. But even Joan turned on her. And so Joan was set free. Now, at first I was like, man, you turned on your mom. But then I thought about it, okay? I think that maybe there's a possibility they talked it out. Joan was only 18. The mom's like, "I'm old. I'll take the fall. I'll do it. You go live your life. Tell them I'm a witch." Like, I think maybe Agnes purposely took the fall to save her daughter. That's what I'm hoping.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Or her daughter is just like, hell no, I had nothing to do with her. I don't know. Yeah. Could go either way, I guess.
I like the first theory better, but yeah, but who knows?
I'm thinking sacrifice for the child.
Yeah.
Elizabeth, the sister, she was sentenced to 1 year in prison. Agnes was sentenced to death by hanging on July 27th, 1566. And she was to be executed on the 29th of 1566. And that is all the information we have on the case of Agnes Waterhouse and Joan and Elizabeth. Now, while the story may feel like that it is full of questions and maybe not true and very like mystical, and you guys are like, yeah, right. It is said that there is actually summarized from the testimonies of Elizabeth Francis, Joan Waterhouse, and Agnes Waterhouse, recounted by A. John Phillips. It is in a super long, tight level book, The Examination and Confessions of Certain Witches at Chelmsford in the County Essex before Queen Majesty's Judges, the 26th day of July 1st, 1956, the first English pamphlet about witchcraft, which I'm guessing is like a little town news. It said that the three women were accused of being witches and brought to trial and interrogated, and Agnes became the first person executed for witchcraft in England when she was hanged on July 29th. Now, there are a lot of thoughts about this whole account. I know there's a lot of thoughts on magic in general, magic versus Christian versus religion. There's a lot of like, you know, no, that's not Christian. Like, no, that's evil. No, that's bad. I'm like, it could be a mixture of things, because I'm just going to say splitting the Red Sea and turning water to wine, that sounds a little mystical to me. So maybe we shouldn't split hairs quite yet. So I'm going to say.
Man, what a freaking story.
I know. So, I mean, aside from the livestock and a couple of men maker that didn't quite make the cut, I feel like it was kind of a, not comical, but lighthearted, kind of like, oh dear God, this is a ridiculous type of story, but in a dark, comical way.
Oh yeah, for sure. I feel like that's probably how most of like, you know, the women who got killed during like witch trial time kind of went, whether it was like, whether it was true they were like doing these things, or this is just like what people were saying they were doing. I feel like they're all just like stories where you're just like, what is that? That can't be true. Like, there's no way. Like, what the heck?
Okay, but there's no bad blood. There's no hate. There is no anything towards you, Agnes. Can you hear me? Yes. I come in good spirits. Just want to put that out there.
We stay in peace and we revoke any evil.
Oh my gosh.
The fact that the cat's name was Satan, though, like, what?
I know. But instead of hanging her, couldn't the townspeople or like a different witch just kind of like do like the craft? Like, I bind you, Agnes, from doing harm, harm against others and harm against yourself.
The craft didn't come out yet, so they didn't have those tools. They didn't have those tools to work with.
Maybe it's a newer spell.
Yeah. It came after the witch acceptance era.
Yeah, I was trying to do kind of find a story. I mean, also kind of like, what was the what's the story we did? The old lady. Did she keep her husband in the attic, I think?
Oh yeah. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, she had him in like the attic of her house.
It was kind of more like a funny, another, like another.
Yeah, funny, like more lighthearted. Because it's like, it probably wasn't like a funny, lighthearted situation for him, but like just like telling the story, it was kind of crazy, like goofy more so.
Yes. I can't think of the name, but we talked about her for a while. She stuck with us for a minute.
But dang, Lo, I loved it. I loved the mysticalness of it. It was a nice switch up from our typical cases I feel like we cover.
Well, I'm not going to put any pressure on you, but I'm just going to tell you, like, you did vampires last week. I did witches. So I guess next week it's up to you to find some werewolves.
All right. I'll try my best. We'll keep up with the mysticalness of the stories. Yeah.
Although I feel like your stories really weren't vampires. They were just very bad people.
Yeah. Not great people. Yeah, no, last week was just the mother and son. I did tell the teen vampire. That was like a while ago, or a few weeks ago.
Yeah. I know what I mean. Next week, I remember last week, that could have been 3 years ago in my timing, you know?
True. Same.
I used a reference the other day and it could have been 6 months ago. So
I feel that. Yeah. No. So maybe I'll have werewolves next week, or maybe it'll be 3 months from now. We'll see.
March is coming up. Can you find a real life leprechaun?
Oh my gosh. I probably could. I'll look.
Maybe we have to re-release our leprechaun story.
Yes. Go back and check that out, guys, if you have not heard that.
Hashtag Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah. Sorry, girl. You were in it, though.
Well, I don't think I have anything. Oh, I did. I was going to tell you that I thought was kind of funny, and I don't know if it's true. But one of the things that I read, again, I don't want this to become like a political podcast. I'm just telling the funny news, right? But I seen a thing saying that Elon Musk was trying to make Beyonce give her Grammy back, saying that it was unearned.
Oh my gosh. How does Elon Musk have so much time? That's my biggest question. Like, I'm not even doing half as much as Elon Musk, and I still feel like I never have time for anything. And, like, well, when he's just got so much time all the time to do, like, 8 million things.
Well, when you're the richest man in the world, you have a lot of minions.
True. True that.
So I don't know if she's really going to be able to give it back. But according to the article, that he found some proof that the Grammy was bought. I don't know. We'll find out.
I love that he, like, randomly inserts himself in, like, the most random conversations, you know what I mean? But like, second he's creating like AI like robot things, and then the next second he's calling Beyonce out, like. Yeah.
But I'm not gonna complain too much, because I like that 5G's that people say we might get.
Oh my gosh, I know. I'm like, I don't know if that's gonna happen, but that would be nice.
I mean, I'm hoping, because a lot of people are talking about it, so I feel like if they don't, they're gonna be in some hot water.
Yeah, people will be upset. Because that's a lot to promise.
Yeah.
A lot.
So, yeah, that was my only other news, is will Beyonce have to give up her award?
Probably not, but that would be really funny if she did.
I don't know how the world would take it. The country people would be happy, the country singers.
Oh, yeah. They would be ecstatic, but all of her people might be very upset.
Yeah. So, and man. Also just waiting to see if Pac is really coming back. I mean, I'm a true believer that where there's smoke, there's fire. So this is usually how things start. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Now,
I do believe the guy that I showed you. I'm like 89% that it was a lookalike, but you know.
Yeah. Yeah. he definitely looked just like him. So hats off to him. Said, I mean, get that back. Like,
close enough. Let's come out.
Drop right. Album. That'd be crazy. That would literally turn the world upside down, like on its head.
Meanwhile, Kendrick, you just keep riding this rave, because mm-hmm. people, you're just, ooh, man, they just keep coming after Drake, like,
nonstop.
All the memes and stuff. There's a AI of or voiceover, and it made it look like Drake was singing Not Like Us at his own concert, but it wasn't funny. It wasn't really him.
That would be embarrassing if that was him.
Yeah,
the things AI can do, I swear. Nuts.
The whole world knows A minor now, like
gosh, for real.
Oh my god. Well, ugh. It's been another wonderful storytelling. I don't know if this was really horror. I guess it was some horror aspects in it, but definitely some
scary parts for sure. Yeah, crimes, and I would say both horror and crimes were had in tonight's story.
So we'll wait and see what Crystal's going to bring next week. I'm hoping she'll bring us something
mystical. I'll look up werewolves. I'll look up all the mystical things, see what I can
She's going to be like, Tooth Fairy, Leprechaun, Werewolves, Tinkerbell.
Just everything. I'll just have the whole episode will just be like a compiled list.
Trying to find anything crazy.
Yeah. Well, guys, stay tuned and see what no pressure on me. See what I come up with.
Any story you tell, we're going to be grateful to hear.
So. Well, thank you. Thank you.
And I'll be here for it regardless. So,
yes, I will try not to disappoint.
Well, on that note, we got to go.
Stay creepy.
Bye.
Bye.